Chapter 1, Notes on the Course in Divinity, given by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science, and author of its textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, at her home, Pleasant View, Concord, New Hampshire, during the years 1903, 1904, and 1907, recorded by Lida Fitzpatrick, CSD, and others. May 13th, 1903. Is there any darkness in light? No. Is there any evil in good? No. What tells you there is? Belief, my false sense. Have you a false sense? No. There. Is there any belief? No. Then know it. Sight, hearing, memory, action cannot be lost. They are eternal, of God. Eyes do not see, it is mind. Then if I have lost my sight, God has lost his. If I have lost my hearing, God has lost his. You do not have to sleep. Mind is always active. Cessation of thought is not what is needed, but the ever-presence. Have you a nose? No. Then can nose have any secretion or constriction? No. Then can nose have catarrh? No. There, it is done. All we have to meet is sin. It is sin to believe a lie, and we know it. Now you know what to do with sin. A sin to believe you have a nose. Catarrh when you know you haven't it. My suffering, Mrs. Eddy, is from believing other people's thoughts affect me. I say, Mary, it is not other people's sin, it is your own thought. Nothing can make you sin. You do it yourself. There is no prenatal belief that can make you believe it. There is nothing but God and his idea. The devil tempted Jesus, said, "Come down, and I will give you all you see." And the devil had not an acre of ground to give, and has nothing to give you. Jesus did not stop to argue with a lie. Argument is error. Did not say, "Now, Mr. Devil, I will argue with you about it." He said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." He spake the word, and it was done. Shut it all out. You do not have to argue. Know God and his idea, and do not argue about sin. It was years before I argued. In teaching a class, I tell some joke to start the thought moving. God tells me to. There must be action. That chair cannot come unless it is moved. I get the thought started. A lady in Lynn was so angry at me she would not speak to me after healing her daughter, because she said I spoke disrespectfully to her dying daughter. The physicians had said there was only a little piece of her lung left, and she was dying. I was called, and there were spiritualists around. I tried to reach her thought, but no, could not get at it. So I said, "Get up out of that bed." Then I called to those in the other room, "Bring her clothes." The girl got up and was well. Never even coughed again. Is living yet, for all I know. I have never heard otherwise. But her mother has never spoken to me since. I speak sharply sometimes, but the thought must move. What is the demonstration? Proof. Well, the proof already is. I never say I have a demonstration, for it was always done. A year is a short time for a divinity class. May 14th, 1903. Eating my flesh, etc. That word eating has been so misunderstood, as in olden time the plucking out of an eye, etc., taken literally. When we depend upon those things, we are against God. When we are asleep, we are not the image and likeness of God, for God never sleeps. Mortal sin says, you take away eating, sleeping, and these things, and you take away everything. Now you must look always to spirit, not matter, for everything. May 18th, 1903. I know what is coming. I dare not tell you what I know. You are young yet, and now is the time to experiment. You will know some day. We are told the world will be destroyed. How? By malice, by cyclones, electricity, and be burned up. What is a cyclone? It is a condition of mortal mind, malice. What burns up? Malice. We are told, like Mount Pelée, there is an internal fire, malice, that will finally burst forth and destroy the world. It is all malice, and our textbook tells us Christian scientists will hold such things in check. God never made them, and they can be overcome just the same as sickness. It is all within. Now, when there is a claim that the weather is sultry, handle it, and you will see a breeze spring up. If it is cold, handle it. It is all in mind, ever the same, harmonious. God did not make sultry weather, etc. Then if we, through belief, have made it, we must unmake it. When it looks like thunder and lightning, handle it. There is no sultry atmosphere to cause thunder and lightning. When I first came to Concord, before hypnotism and mesmerism joined hands to work upon me, there was no snow the first winter at all, and no thunderstorms the first year. When sultry, I would close my eyes for a moment, then open them, and the leaves would all be stirring. A breeze had sprung up. We make our own atmosphere. These things are easier to handle than sickness. I used to handle them until I forgot about it. Lately, I have attended to the work and only kept above the effects. When Clara was here, I would speak about the thunderstorms, and she would work alone, and they would all disappear. You can do this, and if you are not at first successful, do not get discouraged. Keep on trying. When you have the first indication, forestall it. May 20th, 1903. Know that a shock only makes us go higher. Death is fear, and one awakes to find that experience, fear, did not kill him. Now let us know when mortal mind shocks us. We can use it to go up higher and know that it cannot catch us there. This was said after a shock during a drive. May 21st, 1903. The true science, divine science, will be lost sight of again unless we arouse ourselves. This demonstration to make matter build up is not science. The building up of churches, the writing of articles, and the speaking in public is the old way of building up a cause. The way I brought this cause into sight was through healing. And now these other things would come in and hide it, just as it was done in the time of Jesus. Now this cause must be saved, and I pray God to be spared for this work. If there is not work done in the line of spirit, not matter, or overcoming the material way, I have always stood for God alone. If I were not here to still stand, the Catholics and spiritualists would wipe every Christian scientist out. Now you see what we have to do for the world. Be a transparency for spirit. Things must turn and overturn until he whose right it is shall reign. We must show the difference between the healing of Christian science and quackery. Healing is demonstration. Nothing else is. When I first heard them speak of demonstration, I asked, who? I thought someone had been healed. I lectured one time where the spiritualists tried to break up the meeting. They would jump up and contradict without being asked. A lady in the audience, with whom I boarded, and the audience was large, was taken with one of her attacks of gallstones, fell on the floor in excruciating pain. I said to the spiritualist present, "Now is your time to prove what your God will do for you. Heal this woman." They jumped about and did what they could, but she grew worse and worse. I stepped down from the platform, stood beside her for a moment, and the pain left. She arose and sat in her chair and was healed. This went broadcast, and through the healing, this science was brought to notice. It is lost sight of and must be regained. I have left the word chemicalization out of the book Science and Health and substituted chemistry. Chemicalization denotes a fight, while chemistry denotes the neutralizing process as spirit destroys the claim of matter. May 23, 1903. He that endureth until the end shall be saved. Jesus endured. After he disappeared from their view, he endured. The Lord delayed his coming, so the disciples went back to their nets. He endured. He showed the same nail prints and the same body after as before, showing it was the same Jesus. And so shall we be saved, if we endure. May 25, 1903. If you do not understand what words mean, they are without power. One was saying, "The law of the Spirit of truth, life, in Christ Jesus, hath made me free from the law of sin and death." I asked, "What is the word?" The answer was, "Diphtheria." I was asleep mentally. Then I said, "What is the word?" "The Spirit of truth, life." Then he saw it meant knowing it, the spirit of it. The relief was experienced at once.